This episode is sponsored by VTech.
On today's episode of Heads in the Cloud, Graham and I are joined by Tracy Venters. We're going to talk about Enterprise Connect, a little bit of marketing, some worms. Who knows? Stay tuned.
Heads in the Cloud. With your hosts, David Portnowitz and Graham Potter.
Welcome to today's episode of Heads in the Cloud. I'm David Portnowitz.
I am Graham Potter.
On today's episode, we're going to have Tracy Venters, who is the Chief Strategist for Town Crier Consulting. Graham, I know you just recently met Tracy at Enterprise Connect.
Did meet Tracy at Enterprise Connect amongst all those thousands of people. Funny story, didn't know what Tracy looked like, and Tracy obviously didn't know what I looked like, and felt a bit strange trying to look around.
So let me set the scene. So you're Enterprise Connect in Orlando, big trade show.
Yeah.
You're supposed to meet her you're going to talk to her about Star to Star, about give her an update.
30-minute sort of interview.
And you have no idea what she looks like.
Well, I got a rough
you
rough
saw her
idea.
Picture on LinkedIn. Picture, yeah. LinkedIn. So
yeah. And I sent her a link from our website.
Okay. I didn't know where you're going with that.
I mean, could have been anybody. So it's always difficult when you're meeting folks. But great lady, really interesting chat. Got a chance to talk to her. Actually, a very one-sided view because I talked entirely about Star to Star and kind of brought up to speed with where we were right in the middle of the trade show floor. Yeah, it was good. So
You could find out about her business on today's podcast.
I think that's exactly what we should do.
It's a nice trade.
Read some of Tracy's bio, so very interesting lady, great background. So looking forward to it.
A Texan.
Yes.
I think we haven't had many Texans.
As we have. So what have you been up to lately, David?
Wow, that's quite a question.
Always like to find out.
That's quite a question.
Haven't
Mr.
seen
Potter.
You around lately when I've been pounding the pavement.
So
I usually hear a random horn blast as I run by.
I actually saw you this morning running.
You did?
I did. I saw you were wearing a neon yellow shirt. Is that correct?
Yes.
I saw you. You have a very distinct running style.
Yes.
So
I saw you. I was
Your
moving.
Arms flail about quite violently.
Yeah, I was moving fairly rapidly this morning. Actually, that's the first time I've run since my race on Sunday. So I was getting what they say, knocking the stiffness out of my legs. So, yeah, it was a bit breezy this morning.
It was quite breezy down here in Florida. I saw you. I was unfortunately going the same direction you were. So I was up on the other side of the road from you.
Damn.
But I did see you.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't honk, though.
Don't be afraid to honk the horn.
But that would have been a lot of cars.
I like waving the fans.
No, but I did see. I've been working hard.
Yeah,
doing, good. Getting ready. We're getting a lot of stuff ready. We got some new products coming out that we're excited about. So, marketing's been working on that.
I've been working with your people on some documentation. So I know people are champing at the bit already. So,
and we're getting ready to announce some road shows that we're going to be doing here at Star to Star. So look out for that. We're working on some new trade shows, events. New product. Jeez, we got a ton of stuff coming down the pipe. So, it's an exciting time here right now. And I actually have to head out. I'm meeting a couple partners out in
West Coast,
California next week.
Nice.
So I got to head out there for a few days of travel. So I'm looking forward to getting on the West Coast. Haven't been there since last April. Almost a year. So that's what's been going on with me. What about you? What's been happening
pretty,
in your life?
Pretty busy. Work-wise, very busy. Got some main focus on some of the endpoint business that we're dealing with. As you know, we've had some senior executives here from overseas, from some of the companies that we work with. So that's a big push for us at the moment.
More of the new product coming down the pike.
More of the new product. Obviously, the contact center piece is a very large focus. We're at a very critical point with that at this point in time. And again, there'll be some announcements coming out very soon. So that's kept me gainfully employed. Also been to the Enterprise Connect, which is a show I've tried to go to for many, many years. You know, we've always tried to get there, and I catch up with a lot of people, and obviously an opportunity to meet with analysts as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of analysts there, so it's always a good opportunity.
Yeah.
How you been doing on the stylophone? Have you been doing any
getting the same amount of practice in that I'd like. I've been doing a bit more running than playing stylophone, but I will.
What if you tried to do both?
I was thinking about it.
And stylophone at the same time?
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Keep your mind off the running.
Yeah, I might end up falling down a manhole or something like that, or bumping into somebody, but I've got to be a bit careful. When you get to my age, you've got to be a bit careful.
So, you're saying you can't run and stylophone at the same time? Is that what you're insinuating?
Probably not. You can't stylophone on without standing still or with just standing still at the edge of your desk.
Well, I'm not an audio aficionado like you are. I mean, you grew up, you were rocking with James Dean and Lou Holtz.
I don't know what you're talking I was born up.
Keith Richards. Lindsay Buckingham.
I was, is that the extent of your musical knowledge?
Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr. So, I came from a very musical family.
So you have a stylophone.
It's something I really, really enjoyed as a youngster.
I didn't play the trombone. I didn't play the stylophone.
Can you still play it?
Sure. I haven't played one since high school, but if you gave me a trombone, I could play it.
Yeah, I think it. You know,
I can play any brass instrument.
Okay, cool.
Sure. Horn.
French horn. Yeah.
French horn. Italian horn. Yeah. Spanish horn. The horn of Gibraltar. I'll play any of those
horns.
Around the horn.
Yeah. Cool. No, learning something like that is great. I think it teaches you a number of good things, certainly for youngsters. It teaches you
read music is a good skill to have.
I learned to read music, and I played the double bass or the string bass, the upright bass as a youngster. Enormous, great big thing. And I learned a piece of music called the Elephant from the Carnival of Animals. And that was one of the first pieces I learned to sight read. And I won't tell you the torturous things I had to do to be able to play that piece of music, the teacher that I had. But it left a blemish on my mind, I think.
You should watch that movie Whiplash. Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't. No.
You ever saw Whiplash?
No.
Oh, my gosh, that's a great movie. Miles Teller, J.K. Simmons, he won an Academy Award a couple years ago.
Well, maybe I'll have to look it up.
Oh, that's a great – that movie would talk to what you're dealing with that memory right there.
Okay.
That's a great movie. You should watch. It's only like 90 minutes. It's a great movie.
Okay. I'll share my memory with you another time, but not on this podcast. It'll take too long.
All right. Well, I think we're ready to get Tracy. Ready?
Okay. Yeah, let's dial her up.
All right.
All righty.
All right. Well, Graham, we are now joined by Tracy Ventners from Town Choir Consulting. She is the chief strategist there. Welcome, Tracy, to Heads in the Cloud.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Graham and I are thrilled to have you on the podcast today. And I understand you recently met with Graham.
Yeah, we had the opportunity while at a recent trade show, Enterprise Connect in Orlando. Tracy and I had about a 30-minute chat session, tell her a little bit about Starter Style. I've got to apologize, Tracy, as well, because I didn't really ask too many questions about yourself and about your background and about your organization. It was all kind of biased and one-sided towards Starter Style, albeit a bit rushed in that trade show environment. As you know, it's a bit manic. So my apologies for that. But today we have an opportunity to really understand a little bit more about yourself and your organization and some of your views on the market. So look forward to that.
Well, first of all, I want to say, Graham, no apologies needed. It was a very good 30 minutes for me to catch back up with what Star to Star has been up to in the last few years. I have followed, your company over the years, and always good to hear what you're up to. So it was very good to hear what you were up to. So no apologies needed.
Good. Thank you.
How was, did you enjoy the Enterprise Connect show, Tracy?
Yes, I did very much. This was my 11th year. Gosh, I hate to say that because it really ages me.
Well, that takes you back to VoiceCon, really, when it was not even Enterprise Connect.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we've called it other things over the years, but yes. Yep. It does take you back, which is, I guess, for some of us, it's staying power in this industry, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe that accounts for something.
Hey, listen, with all the M&A that happens in this industry, it's you know, there's got to be someone that hangs around throughout the whole thing.
Interesting that it's still there, and there's still people there. It was pretty packed. I mean, it was.
Yeah, you went. I didn't get a chance to go.
Norm, myself, Bobby, and Colin, and some others are actually there from Sunday through to Tuesday. Some beyond that. And it was pretty packed out. I mean, it's the sort of place that if you don't book restaurants, you're not going to eat very well. You got to kind of travel out to see that. But any key takeaways for that event, Tracy? I mean, there was a lot of emphasis on AI and bots. There was a lot of emphasis on collaboration. Microsoft Teams was a big piece there.
Contact
Slack.
Center.
Yeah, some good things on Contact Center. Any key takeaways for you?
I think, Graham, he probably just said it for me. Really, the AI, the bot, the Contact Center, those were really the key takeaways. The Contact Center and the Contact Center tools coming into just the mainstream of every knowledge worker's life was, you know, that's a big part. Collaboration was a big part of it. How we work. I mean, unified communications, what we've been talking about for a very long time, is really there now. You know, it's not just a term, but it's just really the way we work. So it was kind of key for me, I guess, to see that those technologies have really come together. And they're not, it's not about just, you know, something that was new and invented, you know, or some new technology that suddenly made it happen. It's really about the use cases and the way in which we work.
Sure. Yeah. And they're always interesting.
That's come together.
Yeah. Very interesting when you see that applied. I always like to see technologies like that applied to specific use cases. Two reasons. One, I can get my head around them a lot easier when I see that. But the other thing is, I think it's far more interesting for people to kind of take that away when they can see it applied to a specific area of business or, you know, learning or whatever. So there's some good takeaways from that. So for the listeners of this podcast, Tracy, can you give us a bit on your background? I've read some interesting things on your
and also on Town
bio.
Crier.
Yeah,
tell us
yeah,
a little
that
bit about
would
Town
be really
Crier.
Useful.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, you know, I'm probably a little bit of an anomaly in the fact that I'm a closet geek, or maybe a not so closet geek. You know, I can do really geeky stuff. That goes back to my background as, you know, having an education in being a software engineer, but having grown up being a marketer in this space. And so I think that gives me a little bit of a unique approach. At one hand, the very practical training in me is a world that is essentially ones and zeros. And, you know, that's how we can boil it down. But the other side of me is that I know that some of the best kept secrets in the industry will remain just that, a best kept secret if they don't have promotion, you know. So that's where the marketing part of me comes out. So I think I understand the engineering speak, you know, and I also understand that engineering speak is not always the best way to reach a C-level. Even if a C-level executive understands that, they still have to have a need for the answer to the fundamental question, what's in it for them, right? So that's part of what I do and what we do at Town Crier.
First off, you are not an anomaly on this podcast. Most of the people we have on here are geeks, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, it's funny because
you got
two guys. You got the young guy here, David, who's probably about the age of some of my children, and you got
I think
myself,
I'm younger actually.
Yeah, I think you probably are. Yeah. And you got myself, Tracy, the older guy, and so we're often.
But we're both geeky, I would say.
We are geeky, but yeah. I got geekdom from many movies.
So now you're deciding that you're more geeky than me, or sort of like
no.
You've out-geeked me somehow or something?
No, it's just that my geekdom goes back to things that are in the Smithsonian Museum and things like that. So, yeah.
Once I had to say to my son that I went into the registers, the Microsoft Office registers to like try to get rid of a virus. And my son said, Mom, please don't tell anybody you said that. There we go.
That's funny. So what are the kind of companies you work with at Town Crier? So like who are a good couple of examples of some of your typical customers?
Well, there's not a typical customer. I mean, and I in marketing, we would never say there's a typical, but probably anybody in this space, and by this space, I mean high tech, somebody, especially the communications business. Okay. So, people that, and usually it's smaller companies. They're not always the companies that have the biggest budgets. I wish they were. I wish they had bigger budgets. But, it doesn't happen that way. But I like to really help people figure out, what is your unique message? What is it you're really good at? And let's go show that to the world, So I think I'm good at that. I think Town Crier is very good at that. We're very good at sort of figuring out what that is, how to articulate that message the best way, and then how to promote it the best way. So probably, we're very good with startup companies. But even sometimes a startup company could be a 10-year-old company, right?
Yeah.
So, someone with a startup mindset, not necessarily a huge budget, but somebody who's out there and, these are some of the companies that can change the world.
Right? Sure, they can.
Absolutely.
They just need a voice to put to it.
So, Tracy, you've had a pretty varied background, from involved with engineering teams, product management, sales, working alongside sales teams. I've seen, involvement with contract divisions. So pretty diverse background. What was the motivator or deciding factor for you to start your own business and to break out? Kind of a tough thing to do, a scary thing to do. What was the motivator for you to do that?
Yeah, it is. That's a really good question. And first of all, I didn't plan my life around having a really varied background. It was kind of one of those things where, you have people you work for and they're always like, hey, I have an opportunity for you. And you just go with that. But I think starting my own business was really about being able to, have flexibility to help people and companies in, the best possible way, and have fun while I'm doing it, really.
Good for you.
No, I think that's great. I want to go back to your business real quick. So you were saying that there's not a typical type of customer, and you're describing the sort of the companies that you work with. Are you working with agents, VARs, and MSPs? Are those kind of the companies you're working with?
Typically, I work with vendors of technology. I do, it's across the board, sometimes in enterprise customers themselves. I mean, it could be an integrator, but typically vendors.
Okay.
That's just kind of the sweet spot.
Gotcha. That makes sense. I was just wondering because, I was thinking about Star to Star, we only sell through partners and, they're always, as I can tell you, working, running the marketing side, I can tell you our partners are always looking for help on the marketing. And so, if there's another marketing resource out there, someone they can talk to, someone that can help their business out, I would certainly point them in your direction because you really know your stuff.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that because, it doesn't mean that I can't. And I know who sells for you. I know agents, master agents, the whole line there. And I can help all of them. I really can. It's on the vendor side still. So I don't want to limit.
Yeah, no, because a lot of our partners could be smaller businesses, but some of them are more medium and some of them, and even our large MSPs we work with, trust me, they're always looking for marketing help too. So, it's always good to have someone out there that they can, Hey, we trust Tracy, send them over and she'll take good care of you.
Yeah, we have a pretty diverse channel.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Very cool. Very cool. Thank you.
So what are some of the newer technologies? As you say, you're a kind of technology geek there or closet geek. What are some of the real new technologies that are sort of starting to emerge that excite you, Tracy? Some of the things that are happening?
Well, I'm really excited about a lot of the ways that many of the technologies and tools we've been using in the past in a kind of siloed fashion are now coming together. And this is kind of what we've been calling for many years, unified communications. We didn't necessarily have to wait on the technology itself. As I said earlier, it's not like something sudden that all of a sudden something was invented, you know. But it was just more, we had to get more comfortable in our use of the technology. And I'll give you a couple examples. One trend I see is the tools that we have typically used in the contact center, for example, being exposed to workers across business. For example, you know, if we're doing an online chat or we're doing a voice call, in a typical contact center application, you know, a supervisor may use information that they hear, keywords, analytics,
right.
Okay, analytics to coach an agent on a particular scenario or to better train all the agents. You know, for example, handling certain situations, it may be ranging from a one-off scenario to an upset customer or even a happy customer that may be really good for an upsell.
Sure.
So these contact center tools are becoming more and more mainstream into our everyday business, right? They're not just in the contact center anymore. We realize that we can use that information to coach our sales staff to make them have better sales, or IT to more effectively support their end users. So that's one. Another trend I like is the ability to quickly and seamlessly switch between the different modes of communication, all within one endpoint. In most cases, that's going to be the mobile phone at the center. Sometimes, you know, text is more efficient. Sometimes we need to send someone a photo or a video to explain the situation and get help. Other times it's just, you know, a good old-fashioned voice call. And we do this already. I mean, even my 77-year-old mother, you know, she knows when to escalate, you know, a text call to a voice call.
Yeah.
Okay, Tracy, we're texting, you know, time to, like, call me, right? And yet, you know, what I find is in business, we're often stuck to emails and we're stuck to these already scheduled 1-hour conference calls or, you know, set meeting times. And what the millennials have taught us, they are teaching us and have taught us, is that we should seamlessly just switch between what's most comfortable and most effective, you know, on the fly. So, this is where technology had to get a little bit more involved, I guess you could say, a little bit more accountable.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we often need records to validate that an order was placed, that we had proper permissions to execute a transaction, et cetera. So if we're using communications we're most comfortable with, such as text or IM, instead of a recorded call over a business line, then sometimes we risk the fact that there's no recording. However, with today's technology, we can switch between these different modes and we can have a track record. And so that's something that's, you know, a really good trend for me.
Yeah, I think the companies that are really successful out there are the ones that allow you to converse with them in any mode that you're in. So if you're on the go and you need to send them a text message or they have an app that's easy to get a notification, I think of somebody like, personally for me, I think of somebody like Delta, right, or Amazon, where I can get in touch with them via call, via app, via web, via chat, via email.
Call's probably going to be your last.
Yeah. I'm not calling Amazon, but and I prefer not to call Delta either. But I mean, if worse comes to worse, you know, that's always, you know, something that could happen. When I know when you're flying and Delta is delayed, you get a notification via text, you get it via email, you get it via your app. You can, they know exactly if you're at the gate. I mean, it's really, really cool. And I think that is sort of what makes those companies successful. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you're dealing with the younger generation too. You have to be able to do that. Otherwise, they're not even going to consider using your product, because if it doesn't have that base level of functionality, they're gonna find the next one that does. And I don't think they're as brand connected as we probably are, or they're as loyal to any brand. So I think they're ready to just to jump at any time to whatever's coolest. And I think that's why you see something like Slack pick up, like out of the blue, Slack comes and just dominates that space in no time. And I'm sure there'll be another company on, you know, that takes over from Slack, or, you know, it's a constant progression. You can't stand still. You can't sit still. Otherwise you're going to get leaped pretty quickly.
You're absolutely right. You know, and something that I heard at the recent Enterprise Connect show was somebody was talking about it being an inclusive society. And when we talk, again, going back to millennials, to them, this is inclusive, mm-hmm. right? So they're used to texting, okay? They're used to having this community that's, you know, on their mobile phone. That's their community. You know, it's very close by. And the way that some of us have worked in the past is not that way, you know, but to include them and to make them be the effective workers that we need them to be, you know, we need to adopt these types of technology.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I can tell you when I have an issue with a company, the first place I look to is, can I contact them on Twitter? Can I contact them on Facebook?
I always look for some kind of social.
I mean, I'd rather have that there and then have to deal with calling somebody up.
If you call someone up, it's kind of just you and them.
Yeah.
If you do something from a social channel,
it gets amplified.
It's kind of the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Really. So it's a bit of a.
But even, I mean, I had subscribed to this service and I had an issue I needed to talk to them about, and they took that conversation on Facebook Messenger. That's how they do all of their.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of
all
that.
Of their their sort of tech support is via Facebook Messenger. Yeah. If you want to, now you could do traditional email, but the Facebook Messenger is faster, right? You get someone on there right away. You're messaging, they're messaging, and then they take care of your case, and it was awesome. So I mean, I really appreciate that level of service, and I think what you said, Tracy, is 100% right. Is that they have to be inclusive to all, to basically any type of collaboration medium.
Yeah.
I think so. And Graham, you know, if what I was hearing you say is also, you know, kind of goes back to the accountability factor, right?
Yes.
So if it's on social media, then we're more accountable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't get more accountable than, you know, all the world.
Yeah, that's, you know, very true.
That, so.
That's very true.
I mean, you look at how many times companies have fallen flat on their face because they haven't replied, or and it's turned into a storm when they could have just
social
fixed
storm,
it. I was thinking of another S word, but my wife told me on the last podcast I curse too much, so she told me I have to stop cursing.
Well, that's another way of saying it. It's a social storm.
Yeah.
You're having a social storm.
I cursed too much, by the way. I cursed one time, so. Well, Tracy, we've had a great time having you on today. Before you go, we have to ask you a question we ask all of our guests. Do you have any pets? What's your pet situation at your house?
Okay, well, I live in a high rise in Dallas, and so we can't really have too many pets. However,
goldfish?
I have a 6-year-old that has a goldfish.
Ah, oh, spot on.
You nailed it, Graham.
Wow.
Yes.
Has it got a name?
It's a beta fish. But she also has a worm. Okay?
A worm.
So
you have a fish.
It's obviously not.
Every day.
Worms obviously not scared of heights then.
Apparently not. And, you know, the worm is not afraid of being eaten by the fish, which it should be, because that's come to mind.
So do the worm and the fish have a name? Are they friends? I'm going to need a whole story here.
Okay, well, the fish has a name, and it's Fins.
Okay.
Okay.
Fins. No, we haven't named the worm yet. And I hope that we don't, because I hope that the worm doesn't really last long enough to become
That's not fair. That's
so not my fair. Suggestion would be to buy some more worms and sort of hide them somewhere, so when the worm dies, you could just replace it real quick and no one will know.
That was the plan with the fish, and we've actually managed to keep the fish alive. So. But I'll take that into account with the worms. So.
Yeah, and then we definitely need to name them.
Artificial worms. We use them fishing.
Oh yeah, when you're casting a little. You could actually attach that worm to a fishing pole and then try to catch the fish that you already have.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah,
how about that? Yeah, so we're giving
in
you ideas.
In my mind, I've done all that, you know, but with the six-year-old, we haven't played it out.
No, that wouldn't be good.
Oh, so. My gosh. Well, I think you're the first person we've had on that's had
a worm. Well,
no,
yeah,
I think we've had some fish. We've had some fish. Yeah. Never had a worm, though. Yeah. We'll add that to the pantheon of animals.
But, well, I mean, I'm assuming you must have transported the worm
from the dirt
many floors up the building.
Yes, yes. The worm did come up the elevator. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Did you get the worm at a store, or did you just find it on a rock?
You know, we first of all, we went to fly a kite, and we found a snail in the Trinity River Basin here in Dallas.
Okay.
And when I went to strap her in the car seat, she lost the snail, okay? So,
oh my God, I can only imagine.
Then we went to eat. Yes, you know, with a kindergartner, and you're like, I lost my snail, and the snail is like the size of a kindergartner's pinky fingernail, right? So you're like, I can't find that in the car. I've looked all over. I can't find it. So you try to look for a substitute, and you dig in the dirt at Shake Shack. Shake Shack is here in Dallas.
Oh, we're getting a Shake Shack here in Sarasota.
Oh my gosh, it's wonderful. They've got hot dogs, hamburgers,
oh, I love
milkshakes,
Shake Shack.
And they have an outside place where you can dig up worms. So there you go.
Danny Meyer, the owner of Shake Shack, if you're listening to our podcast, send Graham, Tracy, and I some gift cards for make sure that we talked about your great restaurant. So Danny,
well, and the Worm Garden as
Danny
well.
Danny Meyer, send us some gift cards,
and,
right, Tracy?
And the Worm Garden. How about
absolutely.
Perfect,
yeah.
Perfect.
Novel.
Yeah.
So you've got young.
A hot dog and a strawberry shake.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You've got young children.
I do. I have a 3-year old.
Digging up worms.
And we have, in Sarasota, we have these worms that come when it rains a lot. Do you get them at your house, Graham?
Yeah,
I guess.
You see them bobbing
and
around,
he
yeah.
sees them and he loves them.
Okay.
And he likes to look at them and touch them and pick them up. But oftentimes, they don't last long. they curl into like a little ball and they die. Yeah,
a lot of protein in worms, actually. A lot of protein.
So you suggesting that I should eat the worm?
Yeah, probably not going to harm you any. So on that note, Tracy, we've taken up far too much of your time. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Really great to talk to you and also to meet you in person. So look forward to
thank you very much
catching up with
pleasure.
You again sometime.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Tracy. We'll be in touch soon. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
This episode is sponsored by VTech. When you choose Star2Star and VTech for your communication needs, you get more than just a phone system. You're building a relationship with two telecommunications market leaders. No matter what your communication needs, VTech offers a comprehensive and diverse portfolio of desktop, mobility and conference devices that scale from small offices to enterprise level corporations. Peace of mind is important to you, and that's why VTech supports your business and Star2Star with North America based support professionals that truly understand your market to give you the support you need. To learn more about partnering with Star2Star and VTech, visit startostar.com and vtechphones.com.
All right, that was a good spot with Tracy.
Yeah, wasn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
Finally,
that worm story.
A worm that's not scared of heights, that travels in an elevator and lives in a sky rise
in Dallas. What is the
I mean,
word?
I could see a book. I could see a film. Actually, I could see many things coming from this story.
Perhaps she should write a novella, tell a novella.
I think so.
Yeah.
The worm and the fish. And the wardrobe.
The squid and the whale.
Yeah.
That's a good movie, too.
Yeah,
that would
be fantastic. But what an interesting lady.
What is the word for when you're afraid of heights? What is the word? Is it triskaidekaphobia?
I don't know, David.
No.
You're making these things up, you know. But
Acrophobia.
Acrophobia? Oh, okay.
Acrophobia? So the worm has no acrophobia. Is that what you're saying?
I think you're probably right there. So... I'm sure our listeners don't want to hear you continuing talking about the worm. But anyway, seriousness, Tracy was a very nice lady. Great background, very engineering bias background, actually, as a software developer years ago.
Yeah.
And
Self-proclaimed geek.
Yeah, self-proclaimed geek. Not afraid to say so either. But a great background, got some great marketing.
Yeah, if you're out there and you're in a need for marketing, if you're a small business, hit up Tracy. She does a fantastic job.
So very, very diverse skill set. Yeah. So, great being able to talk to her again. I obviously had a chance to meet her before, and this is the first opportunity you've had.
Yeah, we'll have to have her back on for sure.
Yeah, I think we will. But, all right. No, really enjoyed it.
Any last dying wishes, Graham?
No, not from me.
Mr. Potter?
I'm Graham Potter.
I'm David Portnowitz. Thanks for joining.
On Heads in the
Cloud. Good night. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do